Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, we praise your name, Lord. Let's put your Lord in prayer. Lord, we praise you. We glorify your holy name, Lord. We thank you for this glorious day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the time we may be able to spend to your word, Father, Lord. We thank God for your holy presence, Father. Oh, Lord, we thank God for breakthrough in our life, Father. We thank God for your protection, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your provision, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your power, Lord. We thank you for your plan you have for our life, Father. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your grace and for your mercy, Lord. We thank God for, Lord, for your blessing upon our life, upon our family, upon our children, life as well, Lord. We thank you so much, Father, for who you are, Father, for your manifestation, your word.
Yes.
Lord, I pray for such a time as this, Lord, that you still are almighty God, Father. You still in control. You still in charge of what's going on, Father, Lord. Just direct our path, all our steps, Father, and let your will be known in our life, Father. And pray for your will be done this day, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you have not already gathered together your Bibles, pen, paper, etc., go ahead and do that because you may want to take notes tonight. The Lord has laid on my heart to bring a message to you entitled, More with Us Than with Them. More with Us Than with Them. And our foundational scriptures for this are 2 Kings, verses 6, 16, and Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 2. 2 Kings, 6, 16, and Hebrews 13, verse 2. 2 Kings, 6, 16 reads, And he answered, Fear not. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Hebrews 13 and 2 states, Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Praise God. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, and ask that you anoint me afresh, Father God, as I bring forth your word tonight. Allow it to go forth with clarity, with anointing, and with understanding, Father. None of me, O God, but all of you. And we will be certain to give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
People will engage in conversation about God. Most will. A recent Gallup poll taken recorded that 87% of Americans answered yes when asked, Do you believe in God? Some even acknowledge the deity of Jesus Christ. Another poll showed that, however, only 56% believe that Jesus Christ was actually and is actually the Son of God. On the topics of angels, 77% of Americans said that they do believe, however, in angels. The discussion of God and spirituality has had a history of being quite controversial. Many fail to acknowledge or are willing to discuss an existence of angelic beings because of the fear of the unknown. That which they don't understand or are unsure of becomes an object of doubt, fear, and unbelief. Yet biblical scripture clearly confirms the existence not only of our Almighty God and His Son, Jesus Christ, but a spiritual realm
that includes a powerful host of heavenly, celestial, angelic beings. Angels are mentioned in Scripture more than 280 times and play a very important role in the overall and God's overall plan for mankind. There are categories of angels that serve different purposes. Three categories include cherubim. You can find out more information about cherubim in Genesis 3, verse 24. Seraphim, Isaiah 6 and 2, and hosts in Psalms 103, 20 through 21. These scriptures confirm these three categories of angelic beings. With these categories, there are also various levels or hierarchies of angelic authority, with the Archangel Michael having the greatest authority. One of their primary purposes of angels is to glorify and provide praise to Almighty God. Isaiah 6 and 3 confirms this. It says, "And one cried unto the other," meaning one angel said to the other, "Holy, holy, holy." And then the other angel followed, crying, "Holy, holy, holy." The whole earth is full of God's glory. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of God's glory. Well, this serves or should serve as an indication to us that we too should bring consistent praise to the Heavenly Father. Everything that God created was given to give him praise. Psalms 150 and verse 6 says, "That let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord." Praise activates the hand of God. Praise establishes the foundation for great blessings. One of the greatest blessings of all was the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the blessing of his birth was ushered in with angelic praise. Luke 2, verse 13 and 14 confirms this, and it says, "And suddenly there was the angel there," I'm sorry, "and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host." What were they doing? They were praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill toward men." In addition to praising God, angels were also created by God for the benefit of man to protect, provide for, and serve as an advocate to transfer messages from God to man. So tonight in this message, More with Us Than with Them, I'd like to share with you relevance and importance of this angelic host to our existence as believers. The angelic host protects, provides protection, provides provision, and provides advocacy. I'm going to say that again. This angelic host is very vital to our existence. They provide protection, provision, and advocacy. First, angels protect. Psalm 91 and 11 tells us, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And that keep in Hebrew is tereo, and it means to guard, to preserve, to maintain, to keep thee in all thy ways. Hallelujah. I have a personal story that I'd like to share that is very relevant to what we're discussing. One morning about 25 years ago, while vacationing in Hilton Head with a group of friends, I decided to get up early while everyone was still asleep and go out for a swim in the resort's pool. When I arrived at the pool, no one was there. My mind told me, go ahead, jump into the deep end of the pool for a swim. Well, that may have not posed a problem for some, but I didn't swim well. Normally, when swimming, I would always stay at the shallow end of the pool where I could stand up and the water would not go over my head. But this morning was different. I convinced myself that, oh, I'll be fine. So I went ahead and I jumped in at the deep end of the pool. I must pause here and say, sometimes I must admit that in my earlier years, I did not always make the wisest of choices and the wisest of decisions. But thanks be to God that even when I did not know how to take care of myself, praise God, even in the midst of foolish choices, mm-hmm. He is always right there. Amen. The moment I jumped in, I went deep under the water. I tried to swim for the top, and I reached out and grabbed for the side of the pool wall so that I could pull myself up. But as I reached out for the wall, I felt nothing but more water. I sunk back down further into the water, and I tried to kick my legs to propel myself to the top and grab for the wall a second time, but again, all I felt was water, and I sunk back down deeper into the water, and I began to panic, and just in a matter of a few seconds, I began to think, oh, my little ones.
Mm-hmm.
For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven.
Yes.
In other words, even from our youth,
mm-hmm.
we have angels.
Amen.
Assigned to us who commune with God,
mm-hmm.
and are dispatched on God's command to our aid.
Yes.
They know what and when we have need, when we are in trouble,
mm-hmm.
when we stray away, and they are there for protecting us better than any secret service ever could.
All right now.
They will stand between us
mm-hmm.
and danger,
yes.
and no harm will come to us.
Praise God.
Here's another personal testimony. Hallelujah. On November the 6th, 2018, around 11 p.m. while I was at home, I received a phone call
uh-huh.
that my husband had been involved in a massive traffic accident less than 2 miles from home. As I turned out of our subdivision,
mm-hmm.
I could hear the sirens in the distance. As I made one additional turn,
yes.
I saw what appeared to be a sea of flashing emergency lights and vehicles in the nearby intersection.
My God.
I parked the car, and I ran to where the firefighters and police officers stood.
Mm-hmm.
As I approached the area, I could see that the impact of the accident
yeah.
had forced our now mangled Toyota Camry up on the sidewalk.
My God.
With an even closer look, I could see that the front side looked like an accordion.
Yes, Lord.
The front windshield was totally shattered,
okay.
and the door on the front driver's side that took the impact was bent like twisted metal
yeah.
hanging from its frame.
Oh, God.
I did not know what to expect of my husband's condition.
Okay.
I heard one of the officers say to the other attending officer that stood alongside on the driver's side, "Move back. She's the wife. Move back." And as I stepped back and as they stepped back from the vehicle, I saw my husband with the front of the car actually pushed nearly into his chest,
mm-hmm.
sitting there in mangled metal and shattered glass all around him. But miraculously, praise God, he was alive.
Hallelujah.
Conscious, had no lacerations,
thank you, Lord.
No broken bones. And after a night stay in the hospital,
praise God,
he was able to walk
hallelujah.
And go home. Praise God, hallelujah. Shortly after that,
yes, Lord.
I was stopped at the traffic light at that same intersection.
My God.
I could still see shattered glass and debris from our car up against the curb.
Yes, Lord.
God opened my spiritual eyes, and he allowed me to see
mm-hmm.
my husband's accident and how angels, praise God,
hallelujah.
Were at work,
yeah.
some stopping and some shifting other cars in that four-lane intersection. And so that other cars would not collide with his,
yes,
and
yes.
others that shielded him, praise God, from the impact, while another protected him on
amen.
The inside of the car,
yes.
turning the car so that he would not hit a nearby telephone pole.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Angelic host, my beloved audience. Angelic host, my beloved brothers and
yes.
sisters,
yes.
at
yes.
work. On our behalf,
amen.
Psalms 34 and verse 7 tells us the angel of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
he encamps round about us,
amen.
Round about those who fear him,
mm-hmm.
and delivers them,
amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Angels also protect
yes.
us by warring on our behalf. Angels,
yes,
they
Lord.
Also protect by warring, fighting battles. Oh, yes, they
amen.
Do on our behalf. Let's take a look at a passage. passage in 2 Kings chapter 19, verses 8 through 18. And it says, and this is regarding Elisha, it says, now the king of Aram was at war with Israel. After conferring with his officers, he said, I will set up my camp in such a place. Mm-hmm. The man of God sent word to the king of Israel, beware of passing that place because the Arameans are going down there.
Uh-huh.
So the king of Israel checked on the place indicated by the man of God. Time and again, Elisha warned the king so that he was on his guard in such places.
Mm-hmm.
This enraged the king of Aram. He summoned his officers and demanded, tell me, which of us is on the side of the king of Israel? None of us, my lord, the king, said one of his officers, but Elisha,
yeah,
the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the
uh-huh.
very words you speak in your bedroom. Go find out where he is, the king ordered, so I can send men and capture him.
Uh-huh.
The report came back. He's in Dothan. Then he sent horses and chariots and a strong force there. And they went by night and surrounded the city.
Uh-huh.
All but God. When the servant of the man of God
uh-huh.
got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots
uh-huh.
had surrounded the city. Oh, no, my lord. What shall we do? The servant asked. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered.
Yeah.
Those who are with us
uh-huh.
are more than those who are with them. Hallelujah.
It.
And Elisha prayed, open his eyes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So that he may see.
Mm.
Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes,
uh-huh.
and he looked, and he saw the hill full of horses,
mm-hmm.
full of horses,
yes.
and chariots of fire, praise God.
My God.
Full of horses, ha, and chariots of fire,
yes,
all around Elisha. As the enemy came down toward them, Elisha prayed to the Lord,
mm-hmm.
strike this army with blindness.
Yes.
So he struck them with blindness as Elijah had asked.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Our angels war on our behalf.
Amen.
Our angels and angelic hosts war on our behalf.
Yes.
In addition to protecting us, and in addition to protecting us by warring on our behalf, angels also provide.
Amen.
Angels are a source of provision. Turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 5 through 8. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 5 through 8. This passage gives an account of Elijah when he was running for his life from Jezebel. He found himself in the wilderness, and the scripture reads, then he lay down under the bush
mm-hmm.
and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him. God dispatched this angel to assist Elijah.
Amen.
An angel touched him and said, get up and eat. He looked around, and there by his head
mm-hmm.
was some bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time
mm-hmm.
and touched him and said, get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you.
Uh-huh.
Or have you ever been in a position where you were weary and tired And God sent his presence, his angelic host to help, to give you strength. It says, so Elijah got up and he ate and he drank and strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. 40 days and 40 nights. Wow, we talk about superfood, but I have never had a meal that would carry me one meal for 4 days, much less 40 days and 40 nights. The angel provided not just superfood, but the angel provided Elijah with supernatural food.
All right now.
When we have needs, angels encamp round about us, making provision and supernaturally supplying our needs.
Amen.
Oh, yes, they will. Lastly, angels are messengers from God that advocate on our behalf. They provide protection, they provide provision, and they advocate on our behalf. Scriptures give several accounts of God using angels to transport messages from God to man. Lastly, as I said, angels are messengers from God that advocate on our behalf. Angels came, for instance, in the Old Testament, they came to Lot in Sodom to warn him of the forthcoming destruction of the city. Genesis 19, verses 1 through 22 tell us that now two angels came from Sodom in the evening as Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. And when Lot saw them, he rose to meet them and bowed down with his face to the ground. And he said, now behold, my lord, please turn aside unto your servant's house and spend the night, and wash your feet. Then you may rise early and go your way. They said, however, no, but we shall spend the night in the square. Yet he urged them strongly. So they did turn, they turned aside to him and entered his house. And he prepared a feast for them and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. God sent those angels again to warn Lot of the forthcoming destruction of Sodom. Then in Genesis 28, another example of how God allows angels to be messengers on his behalf. Genesis 28, verses 10 through 12, talks about Jacob's ladder. It says, then Jacob departed from Beersheba and went toward Haran. He came to a certain place and spent the night there because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head and lay down in that place. He had a dream, and behold, a ladder was set on the earth with its top reaching to heaven, and behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on the ladder. Another encounter where God sent angels as his messengers involves Joshua's encounter with an angel by Jericho.
Yes.
Joshua 5:13-15. It says, now it came about when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing opposite of him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said, are you for us or for our adversary? And he said to Joshua, 11 through 20 tells Zacharias of the birth of John. And it says, and an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the altar of incense. Zacharias was troubled when he saw the angel, and fear gripped him. But the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your petition has been heard.
My God.
And your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will give him the name John.
My God.
Another account of angelic encounter bringing messages from God, praise God, was when the angel Gabriel came to Mary and told her of the birth of Jesus Christ. Luke 1, 26 and 38 states, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendants of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, greetings, favored one, for the Lord is with you. Praise God. Another encounter where the angel at the tomb of Jesus' resurrection.
Amen.
John 20, 11 through 13 states, but Mary was standing outside the tomb weeping. And so as she wept, she stopped and looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had, past tense, praise God, been laid. And they said to her, woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. Acts 5 and 19 tells of angels opening the prison gate for Peter and the other apostles. It states, but during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the gates of the prison, and taking them out, he said, that's angels coming again, warring to the defense of these apostles.
Yes.
And then Revelations 1 and 1 tells of God sending his angel to John on the Isle of Patmos to tell him of things that are to come in the future. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to John, to him, to show his bond servants the things which must soon take place. And he sent and communicated it by who? By his angel to his bond servant John.
Amen.
Oh, praise God, saints. Angels are very, very real. And truly, no matter what your situation may be, God has heavenly angels that are encamped around you and there to war with you on your behalf.
Amen.
They were created by God to serve very important roles in our lives, to care for us, to protect us, to provide provision for us, to advocate for us. They existed before the creation of man. Yet God, in his faithfulness, hallelujah, allows them to intervene on our behalf.
Amen.
An angelic host that we can depend on to come to our aid and come to our defense, to protect us in time of danger, to comfort us in time of distress, to provide for us in time of lack, and to be there for us at God's command. And at all times, we can be assured as Elisha told the servants, that when we go through difficult times,
mm-hmm.
and when we don't know what to do, that there are always, mm-hmm. praise God, more with us,
amen.
Hallelujah, than with them.
Praise God.
And if you ask, the Lord God will open your spiritual eyes. And with confidence,
uh-huh.
you too can sing as the elders sing. That old spiritual hymn that goes all night and all day. Ooh, the angels, they keep watching over me, my Lord.
Life. I thank God for that testimony. Life gave me that testimony. I was there in that car. And God put a hand protection upon me.
Yes.
Amen. The call is over.
God.
Amen. But God had hand protection upon me.
Yes.
Amen. And bless me. I thank God for my brother to come down, come all the way down here to Atlanta. Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise
yes.
God. And see about us. Amen. See about us. What a joy, what a blessing for his family to come down to the time. And he came down soon.
Yes.
Early he was here. Praise God. But thank God for your protection.
Amen.
It's time to be needed.
Amen.
You need God protection, provision, and you need the message of the word of God on his angelic host, praise God.
Amen. Yes, hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and provide the opportunity if there is one tonight or more than one, if you'd like to share into this message.
Good word.
Has the angels have appeared for you? Have they been there for you?
Testimony.
Do you have a testimony to share of angelic and an angelic encounter and God being able to dispatch the angels on your behalf?
Amen.
If you do tonight, go ahead and just press 1 on your keypad. We would love to be able to hear from you. Hallelujah. Praise God. More with us.
Amen. Praise God.
Than with them. I'm so glad and so thankful about that.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, that you can know that no matter what your situation or what your circumstance is, you have the Heavenly Father, Almighty God, and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy and a host, hallelujah, of angelic heavenly hosts, right at your call, right there for you, and God standing by to dispatch heavenly angels on your behalf. I make it a habit of talking, and I tell our son that you have an angel that's assigned to you, and then I share with him. To tell him, son, I thank God. I thank your angel for watching over you.
Yes.
And I command the angel to do his job.
Amen.
Each and every day. Do your job. Guard and protect. We have the ability to do that. And I thank God for heavenly angels. Yes, I do. That's in camp round about. Praise God. Is there one tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have about 5 more minutes left in the broadcast. We would like to take this opportunity that if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, this is your opportunity to become a child of the Most High God.
Amen.
All you have to do, according to Romans 10:9-10, is simply confess the Lord Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I ask you, I confess and believe that you are the Son of the Most High God, that you came and that you lived and that you died and you were resurrected for my sins, and you sitteth at the right hand of God Almighty interceding for me. And I ask you simply to come into my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed that simple prayer, then we welcome you into the body of Christ and welcome you into the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Your name, hallelujah, is now written down in the Lamb's book of life. And
God.
It cannot ever, praise God, be erased.
Amen.
So we thank God for you. We thank God also for each one of you that have tuned in tonight.
Praise God.
Go forth and share the word of God. Be that light. Be that salt in the earth. Because we're living in a time where people need to know in this dying world that there is a living Savior whose name is Jesus Christ.
Yeshua.
Hallelujah. Praise Go God. Forth. Praise God. And we can meet us here by the grace of God next week at the same time.
Lord's
willing for the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Have a wonderful night. And to God be all the glory. Hallelujah.
brother.